Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Well, there goes that deposit. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We are September 16th and 17th. I just love the month of September, but and as always, you always get these nor'easters, or you get these offshore storms, hurricanes, whatever you want to call them, tropical depressions, repression, regression, whatever. But they're anywhere from 7, I'm seeing a 15-foot seas out. The canyons, though, so much for the tuna and the mahi. Maybe shot at a wild, not happening, but inshore is going to be a mess as well. Things are going to settle down in a few days. The flounder season is still on. You can still get a tog. Now, October 1st, sea bass season reopens, and it jumps up 210 fish, but still plenty of opportunities out there once things settle down. On the freshwater front, let me tell you something. The bass and pickerel have beyond, water starting to cool down, have beyond cooperative. Another bite that really picked up, two, the channel cats and the calicos, a.k.a. the black and the white crappies. Next week we have, Jeff Smith, president owner, Leland Lores, inventor of the trout magnet and the crappie magnet. He's going to be on. Crappie's in transition, but that's next week, hopefully. Of course, God, man plans, God laughs. I have a couple of crappie trips planned for this week, this coming week, different parts of the state to some different waters. I'll probably zero out, but anyway, that's going to be on for next week. Early bow season continues in DMZ, certain DMZs around the state. Check page 34 on the 2023-24 Hunting and Trapping Digest for these DMZs and the respective restrictions and bag limits. September Canada goose season continues. A lot of birds out there, but boy, are they being capricious. Well, we usually wait till the last 7, 8 days, 9 days or something. You know, weather gets cooler. They get a little less persnickety. Hopefully back some birds there. Soar and clapper rail seasons continue. Virginia rail season continues. Snipe and gallinule. Yeah, snipe's a real bird. Real hunt thing. That season continues. Crow season continues. Haven't done that in probably 3 or 4 years. Man, when they're on, they're on. When you get them going crazy, you get some electronic calls going, they go nuts. Literally the barrel smoking kind of hunting. But remember, Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday hunting only, as per the Migratory Bird Treaty back in the early 70s. Yeah, I know they're varmints, but they're migratory birds. And I tell you, crows, man, they could make black ducks and mallards look like chumps, man. I swear those things can count. Hey, registration continues for the youth pheasant hunt. Okay, that's gonna take place Saturday, November 4th. There are going to be 8 guided morning hunts. 10 wildlife management areas are going to be stocked, okay? But now registration fills up pretty quickly, and it closes October 15th. Do not delay. And walk-ins not welcome. They're not going to put you up. But don't forget, youth hunters who do not register for the guided morning hunt can still participate November 4th on those, in the afternoon, those management areas that are stocked, and also November 6th through 10th on those management areas that are stocked. Great opportunity to get the youngsters some birds, and I don't know where what vendor the state's procuring them from, but these are some super quality ringnecks. Hey, a shout out to Chris Plant, Little Egg Harbor. Sorry about that. A little late. He is otherwise known as the Mahi Master. Thanks for listening in, Chris. I really appreciate it. And just a reminder, too, the 69th annual, wow, Long Beach Island Surf Fishing Classic 2023, over 25,000 in prizes. It's going to be running October 7th to December 10th. Hopefully sometime next week or the week after, we will have someone on to talk about the LBI tournament. Coming up a little later, it's Captain Dave the Rave Shoal. Big Back Bay tournament plan. Dave's pulling all stops at him, whatever backers he has. It's going to be Veterans Day, $10,000 first prize. We'll be getting to that in a minute, so grab that cup, grab that rub. A lot of stuff going on. This is that time of year, the transition month. Things are happening now. Woo. October, only a few days away. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Now, last week we had on Jody Powers, NJ Fish and Wildlife Deer Project Leader. Okay, now that hearing, the deer hunting hearing, whatever you want to call it, meeting, the South Jersey one is going to be October 5th, 2023. It's 6:30. PM, okay, they moved. It's no longer the 31 Batstow Road, the State Park, the Batstow Village State Park Visitor Center. It's going to be at Stockton University. That's located 101 Vera King Drive in Galloway. Put this in your GPS, 0205-9441 to get there. Easy peasy to get to, easily located off the White Horse Pike. Garden State Parkway. You are there. Just follow the signs. It is going to be packed. I recommend getting there early. And, the meetings, again, they're shedding a lot of light on the deer jerseys. And I say it to this day, great deer hunting opportunities that we have. Now, the central meeting is going to be September 28th, 6:30 p.m. at the Rutgers Eco Complex, a little bit north of the Rack and Fin Radio listening area, 1200 Florence, Columbus Road in Bordentown. But let's get to the Bears. Yeah, I thought, what about Bears, said Patrick McManus in the the book and the article, The Bear That Ate Goomba. Yeah, now the season is supposed to start. There's going to be a split season there. Archery is going to be Monday, Saturday. It's going to be October 9th to October 14th, half hour before sunrise, half hour of sunset. Archery is going to be the Monday to Saturday. Muzzleloader kicks in Thursday through to Saturday. Harvest reporting must be done by 9 p.m. on the day of the kill. Now, segment B is going to be shotgun muzzleloader. That's going to be Monday, December 4th to Saturday, December 9th. Report by 7 p.m. Does it look like a go? Okay, now the groundwork for the bear hunt has been signed. La Tourette signed off on a DEP commissioner. Governor Murphy signed off on that. It's going to go in the October 2nd edition of the New Jersey Register. It will be official 5 days later. That's cutting it really close. You wonder if the antis are going to file for a lawsuit, a stay. You know, who knows what's up with those committed people. Okay, however you want to do it. But let's talk Bears right now. Joining us on the Rack and Fin Radio line for the last time, regretfully so, but the best wishes for her and her very bright future is Carol Stanko. She is the Bureau of Wildlife Management Chief with DEP's Fish and Wildlife.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stanko. Happy birthday to you. And that's why I'm keeping my day jobs. Carol, how are you?
Yes. Please don't sing.
My lovely Dee Marie says, don't do that. She probably hates you enough already.
Never.
But Carol, I'm just, one, before we get to the bear thing, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, professional and personal reasons, you're just the best, and I greatly appreciate and respect all the work you've done. And I'm still going to call it right now the division, okay, Fish and Wildlife.
So do I.
You've done a great job, Carol. Wish you the best. You going to be on that Harley going out to your destination, or are you going to drag that along with you on a trailer? What's the deal?
Yeah, thanks for the best wishes. It's tougher leaving than I ever anticipated. Leaving all these folks behind and the agency that I called home for 27 mm-hmm. years, because this is a lifestyle, as you all know. But looking forward to the next chapter. So thanks for that, Tom.
Carol, you're more than welcome from the bottom of my heart. My lovely Dee Marie, too. And a lot of people say, hey, give her our best. Well, Carol, let's get to the bottom line right now. We only have a few minutes in this segment. The Bears. Okay, Bears, it's in the digest. The Bears, season's tentatively set, but you always have to wait for the other shoe to drop.
Well, it's not tentative. We did put a disclaimer in the digest because, as you know, that comes out back in August. It's printed in July. So we did put a disclaimer in there because we had a very excruciatingly long legal process to go through. But as you mentioned, it's signed off and blessed by the governor and the commissioner, so we are good to go. And yes, any aggrieved, party can sue. That's the way our judicial system is set up. So, who knows what will happen? If I had to lay odds on it, I would say, yes, they probably will throw a suit at us at the last minute. But here, let's get ready for that. Take off Tuesday and Wednesday instead of just Monday this year, just in case. Mm-hmm. That way, we'll still have an opening day, but it may be pushed back. But nobody knows, really, so we just have to wait and see.
Well, Carol, the bear population is, listen, I have to tell you this, because they're all over the place. It is thriving. And my treks back and forth to the Poconos, looking at some properties there, Carol, I'm seeing way more bears here in Jersey than in PA, one of the more hallowed bear hunting states. Bears are big, bears are plentiful, and hunting is a vital management tool. There's no two ways about it. Listen, putting locks on your garbage cans or whatever you want to do, that ain't going to do it, man. So,
right.
Carol, the heat that it's not ending from the antis, battling this has become pretty much exhausting, has it not?
It is a Groundhog Day to a certain extent. So, yes, it is. And you never know what you're going to get depending on the administration that's in. But we're happy for the support right now that we're getting. So let's use that and put it to good use and reduce the population.
Yeah, let's just ask what the deer permits and whatever. The bear permits are on sale. Licensed issuing agents get them online. It's $2 for the bear permit. People always say, why only $2? That's a long process. I didn't even want to get into that. But, Carol, the prospectus for the bears, it looks, from what I'm seeing in my limited time out there, it looks fantastic. Barring, you know, another rain event, we get 18 inches of rain in 4 hours. That's happened before. It looks good.
Yes, it does. I mean, you're right. Aside from what we know, data-wise, I'm seeing pictures on people's trail cams, and hunters are commenting, farmers are commenting. So the bears are certainly out there and available for harvest.
Carol, the exhaustive studies that the Fish and Wildlife's undertaken, you know, Penn State, whatever universities are involved with this, it all points to we have the healthiest and probably densest bear population in the Northeast, do we not?
That's true. The Mid-Atlantic has the most dense population because we have the highest reproductive rates. We have great habitat, lots of natural foods, varied natural food sources. So if one fails, there's others behind it. And, we have an average of 3 cubs per litter here. So it's, and we've seen up to 6 cubs per litter, which is almost unheard of in other areas of the country. So.
I saw 5, Carol, and with the sow in a driveway. I happen to know the young lady. She shout out to Gyps, man. Her name was Chloe or Zoe. She was a bartender there. And go by, and she couldn't get to work because she couldn't get out to her car in the driveway to get her son to daycare to get to the bar. 5 cubs. It was amazing.
Yep, I can appreciate that. Yep, we've seen it ourselves.
But Carol, North Jersey, with the density of the population, that still amazes me, the sheer amount of humanity. What's it, 3,000 angry citizens per square mile or something? How do the bears thrive in that? That just nature at its best, man. That's amazing.
Well, that speaks to the amount of natural foods that are out there. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to keep them away from human foods, and we're seeing them spread now. As the population grows and the densities increase, we're seeing them spread south and east. So we see sows with cubs now below Route 78. So that's not a good thing.
Yeah, well, the spread is inevitable. Not putting you on, well, can't put you on the spot because you're retiring.
Happy birthday to you.
So, is it imaginable, I should say, that there may be extended areas open to bear hunting within the next 5 years if the management plan continues as is, or are we locked into those 5 or 6 areas as it is now?
We are locked into those areas without another change to the game code.
There's that game code thing. Speaking
of
game code,
it's a legal process.
Yeah, the antis are at it again. New Jersey panel that approves the bear hunt has too many hunters on it, the activists say. Guy, dealing with these people, how do you have, forget having gray, how do you have any hair left?
That's why I drink.
I guess you can say that now. Drinks and drives a Harley. Man, guys. Yeah, you have no idea. This lady is one dynamo. Carol, thanks for giving us some insight on the bears. I didn't want to mention, again, bear-human encounters, they always go down after you have a hunting season. That's irrefutable. How does it gain any traction that they keep saying that the bear, what's the bear population? Oh, it's nowhere near what Fish and Game, they still call that, estimates. It's where are they getting their numbers as opposed to where are we getting our numbers?
Yeah, well, we get our numbers from data and 40 years or more worth of experience in the field. We have one of the biggest databases in New Jersey, in the country on black mm-hmm. bears. So we can pretty much predict where the population is going. And, I'm not sure where they get their numbers, but everyone has an opinion.
There you go. Well, Carol Stanko, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your many decades of service. NJ Fish and Wildlife. Carol used to be the deer project leader, too. Carol, I remember. What did you do? What did you do? Girl's crazy. What's that? How'd you do in deer? Oh, we did great. Oh, so what's the problem? I mean, you had to hear based on whatever. But now, listen, I usually say in parting, you see a roadkill possum, you think of Tom P. Carol out in Arizona, you see a roadkill armadillo, you think of Tom P. Okay?
Gotcha.
Travel safely. Wish you the best. We're going to miss you, Carol.
Thanks.
We really are.
Yeah, going to miss you guys, too.
Travel safe. Be good.
All right, thanks.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Many decades of service. She kicks ass. Okay, coming up, we have Captain Dave, the Rave Show. A lot of stuff going on. Big tournament happening. Be right back. Wreckin' Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Polino. In theaters, A Haunting in Venice. Set in post-World War II Venice on All Hallows' Eve, the film follows a celebrated sleuth, now retired and living in self-imposed exile. He reluctantly attends a party at a haunted palazzo when one of the guests are murdered, and the former detective must once again find out who did it. Jamie Dornan, Michelle Yeoh, and Kenneth Branagh star.
Leonardo da Vinci.
The Inventor is a stop-motion animated biographical tale about Leonardo da Vinci that will help you discover a playful, toy-like world of invention featuring flying machines, kings and queens, and sneaky spies, where nothing seems to go right for the world's greatest inventor, and he's always running out of time. On Amazon, a million miles away, is the true story of Jose Hernandez, a Latino migrant farm worker with a dream to reach the stars. That's Fox on Film on Fox News. The
original. This fall, treat your taste buds to an authentic AC culinary experience during Atlantic City Restaurant Week, returning October 1st through the 6th. During this six-day celebration of the region's diverse dining scene, enjoy special multi-course fixed-price lunches for just $20.23 and dinner for only $40.23 at a wide range of restaurants, from gourmet to casual and from seafood and steakhouse to international. Come play, come dine, and indulge in only in AC experiences during Atlantic City Restaurant Week. Really fun, really delicious, and a really good deal. Visit acrestaurantweek.com to find an updated list of participating restaurants, view lunch and dinner menus, and book your reservations. Presented by CRDA.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go to the gap below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of September 16th and 17th. Wow, man. Well, let's see. How many more days left in the flounder season? Not many. It's going to close on the 27th. Now, for all intents and purposes, unless there's some little club, you know, competitions here and there, the Fluke tournament schedule has wrapped up. There was a lot of tournaments this year, some big money out there. Now, this is usually when October gets here, November, striper tournaments start to kick in. Well, man, a lot of them have fallen by the wayside with this insipid 28-31 hastily put through striper, you know, limit or limit on the limits. But there is going to be a tournament coming up new this year, the inaugural one. It's called the Battle of the Back Bay. And who? None other than Captain Dave the Rave Showell of Seacon Bay Sports and Center, 81 Natalie Terrace in Seacon, is front and center being involved with this. Big money, too, here. Limited number of boats, $10,000. That's a hell of a rock for a Back Bay tournament, don't you think? He's on the line with us right now very briefly because he is, what's that term, busier than a one-armed paper hanger or something like that, running around getting this done, getting some what they hope to be a worldwide network thing going on, I don't know, and running the shop and making time to get on Rack and Fin Radio for a few minutes. So just to get a teaser on this upcoming tournament, it's going to be the Veterans Day weekend. The Veterans Day is November 11th. It's going to be a Saturday. And the tournament's going to be a one-day dealio in the Back Bays in a restricted area. By restricted, I mean geographically restricted. And it's, hey, man, you striper hotshots out there, time to bring your A game because Captain Dave the Rave Showell is on it. Captain Dave, how you doing, man?
Oh, doing great. Always great when I'm talking with you, and always great when we're talking about stripers. I'll talk about flounders, but this is my thing, and you know that.
Hey, Dave, enough with the flighties. I'm done with the flighties. I have plenty in the freezer. Look at it this way. There were that many fluke out there. If I was catching keepers, you know there were a lot of fish out there, man. Dave, to the tournament, $10,000, Back Bay. What was the brain trust behind this? When, I know you've always wanted to have a big money tournament in the back, and all of a sudden, for years we've discussed it on and off the air, and all of a sudden, boom, here it is. I got to notice, last week, the week before? How'd this thing get going?
Well, we started out, I've been hooked up with these guys a little bit with real life Oh, it just AJ Maxx and crew. Let's put it that way. I think their website. I sort of misplaced my mind, which that happens these days. But
welcome to Tom P's world.
They ran a couple of big surf tournaments this the year before. Last year they were in Atlantic City. They had a $10,000 tournament. This year they went to Ocean City. Had a $15,000. Well, it was a skunker, and they were real big about the whole thing. All the players in it, all the fishermen decided they cancel. They get a free shot next year. Next year they're going up North Jersey to. And then it's going to be $35,000 because they up every year they're upping $5,000, and then it's going to jump up to $15,000 they didn't give away in Ocean City. It's going to roll over, but that's in the past. Right now we're in the present, going to the future. The future is going to be Veterans Day weekend. On Veterans Day we're giving and the Absecon American Legion going to be a free lunch for any veteran, and then it's going to be the captain's meeting for the Battle of the Back Bay. And the captain's meeting, whether it's mandatory or not, it's going to be a good lunch. We got a lot of prize buckets coming out for all the entrants, and probably some. So this is the real deal. The big thing is going to be $10,000 to first place. And we've already had, only first place. So as of yesterday, and when we made our announcement, on our own live video streaming, and we decided we're going to add, the second place is going to be $2,000, and third place will be $1,000.
Good deal. Good deal.
You're going to have an entry is going to be $500 a boat, and we want to have teams of three, no more than three, and two may be possible, but definitely no singles, because here's the deal. Yeah, we're down to a 3-inch slot for a keeper striper. Yeah, 3 inches.
Stupid.
Yeah, that makes it a little tough. So what we wanted to do is do a catch and release tournament, but we're thinking, how can we possibly do this and not end up with the pirates? And every one of us has pirate blood in us. So how can we can avoid the pirates trying to steal that $10,000 prize? So this will be catch and release tournament. You're going to have to have a smartphone. We're hoping that we're using our own app. If not, it'll go through Facebook, but it will go. You're going to have to go live. You're going to have to go live as soon as you get a fish on the line.
Mm-hmm.
When you fight the fish, we want to see the fight. We want to see where you are. You want to see the angler's face. We want to know who's catching this fish, where it's going. And when you land it, and we're going to everybody's going to get the exact same measuring board. We're going to have it long enough so any fish you're going to catch in the back bay will fit on it. And if you find one that's longer than that, you're going to have a winner anyway. But every boat gets a measuring board, and it has to be measured, clear picture through and through. And then if you get a fish that you think is worthwhile to enter for the contest, then you have to say clearly on the video, yes, we're registering this fish. This is our fish for the day, because every boat gets a chance to register one fish a day. You can catch and video 20 fish, but when you find one that you think will be a winner, you have to register and say, yes, this is our fish. And then after that, you have an hour to get back to Absecon Creek at the boat landing.
Fair enough. Now, Dave, you are limiting it to 30 boats, correct?
30 boats. Yeah, we think, well, we're sure we can handle 30 boats, and I'm sure we could get 300 in it. But it's going to it's going to be logistical. It's going to be a little problems. We want everything, especially since this is the first one. We want everything to go right. Yeah, no questions asked. Everybody. And the nice thing about the weekend is that, you know, unlike what happened a couple weeks ago in Ocean City, there will be stripers caught in this Absecon Bay area, which includes Absecon Inlet, out to the Coast Guard station, where back in the heyday of the stripers, for some reason the rips out at the Absecon Channel always had fish.
Right.
But the last few years it's been a tough spot. But maybe this will be the year. There'll be the big ones. Will move in there on Veterans Day. It's always a prime time. Yeah, that first week of November. It's always prime time. The fish are going to be there, and all you got to do is show up and catch them up and get out the video. You find your crew. Make sure you got somebody that's pretty technically savvy in your crew. But it's that
leaves me out.
Yeah, well, if you can't catch a fish, if you can't work a smartphone, if you can't, what good are you anyway, Tom?
Dave, listen to me. I'm there as the official lunch taste tester before everyone gets there. Didn't they tell you that?
Well, we do have a place for that, so I hope to see you that Saturday before.
Well, Dave, listen, on the website, and give that website, please. There is a map outline delineating right there where the fishing area is. Dave, a lot of sloughs in there, a lot of cuts. That's Striper Central come November, is it not?
Oh, there are stripers there, guaranteed. You know, the weekend came. You know, the Veterans Day weekend came with a nice high tide, just after sunrise in the morning, somewhere around 7 o'clock. So, you know, you're going to have a high tide to work, to get out, pick your spot. If you take that chart, you've been in it with me. I probably within every quarter of mile minimum, I've caught stripers.
We're catching fish. It was crazy. Remember that? It was like, whoa, yeah. Boom, they were everywhere.
But if you go on the map and notice, you know, it in no place does it come near docks, come near any.
Right.
Any man-made structures, but it's one thing. You know, we got the rules down tight, and you know, the rules are pretty much listed on here. They're subject to change, but they're not going to be any more lax. They might get tighter because we really want to keep our pirate souls in line and keep those angel thoughts in our heads, and maybe that'll be the good luck to win that $10,000.
He said that for my benefit, people. But, Dave, listen, is it what, Back Bay, battleofbackbay.com, the website?
Yes. Backbaybattle.com.
Right.
Or you can use battleofthebackbay.com. You know, they both grow through, so we wanted to make it easy to find.
Simple enough. Joining us on the line is Captain Dave the Rave Scholl of Absecon Bay Sportsman Center, Natalie Terrace in Absecon. Topic is coming up. Dave, you know me, well, our business, it's already the first into the second week of October. Now, it's the $10,000 Battle of the Back Bay Striper Catch and Release Tournament. Dave's explaining the video. We're going to be doing an update every week for the next few weeks on this because this is going to be really exciting. But, Dave, now with 30 boats, sign-ups start when? Because this could be sold out within, Dave, a week. I mean, then what do you do?
Well, then we'll start planning next year. Make it bigger. But no, seriously, what's going to be great about this is because every catch is going to be live stream videoed. We expect, you know, we'll have it on that AC fishing, you know, Fish AC group page on a couple other pages. You'll be able to go. And we'll have the places where you can find it. You'll be able to watch all day long of what's going on. What, you know, you'll be able to see local guys and some guys coming from the north to south. You know, this is getting attention. You know, especially these Back Bay guys, and especially we're going to see. I'm sure we'll see some hot flats boats and some big boats that want to sneak in. Yeah, to places where they may or may not supposed to be, but yeah, there's going to be some serious anglers out here, and since the outside tournaments are so slim this year and so hard to run, who can catch an exact size fish? Yeah, well, when I made the point that you have to declare when you have a fish that you want to count. I did mention that at that time you have 1 hour to get back to the dock. All fishing's going to end at 3 o'clock. Maybe two, maybe three. I mean, you may have to be back. I think you have to be back at the dock by 3 o'clock. But if you think you're going to catch a bigger one later, you know, personally, I usually catch my biggest fish first thing in the morning when the tide's high. You know, the big fish is usually the first one of the day. So then if you're in there and you get a 31, 32 inch fish, you have to make a decision. Is somebody you want to catch a bigger one throughout the day?
Right.
Am I going to catch a bigger one throughout the day? You know, it's going to be a tough call, and somebody's going to, but like I said, it's part of the game. If we were fishing for a 3 inch slot, trying to bring one back, you know, that would be a pretty tough thing too. So I think it's going to be a lot better. A lot of people have been saying they want to put more fish back in the water. Well, here you got a chance to
absolutely
win $10,000 and put your fish back in to swim another day. So I think we got a good deal going, and I'm going to work my butt off to make it happen. And my crew, my computer guys, are really putting together a tight thing.
Yeah, Dave, it's going to be a lot of fun. Pretty intense. So you strap your hot shots. Bring your A game. Battle of the Back Bay. $500 per boat, limited to 30 boats. $10,000 first prize, $2,000 second, $1,000 third. And it's pretty big deal, yo, Dave. Congratulations getting this off the water, I should say.
Yeah, I'd just like to make a final point that this is only the beginning. We're starting our Angler Network USA, which is basically going to be a social network strictly for anglers, by anglers. We will be looking for information from any kind of anglers. You know, we'll have, you know, places for tackle shops, places for party boats, charter boats. Everybody's going to have a place in here, and it's a place you can flip around all day if you want. You can. Every person that gets in is going to get a free page.
Great.
It's going to be big, but this is the beginning. We're going to get some attention with this contest, and hopefully, like you said, we'll come back next year. Maybe we get a couple other helpers. We could extend this all the way to the other side of Great Bay. And
why not?
And everybody start out at in the Mullica River.
Hey, Cheryl,
listen.
You got
to get those girls. You got to get those girls in on it, but they're too lazy, I think. There's ones up there at Chestnut Neck.
Marianne and Violet. I mean, Violet. Hey, Cap, let me tell you something. You hardly sleep now. I had to see you around Thanksgiving. I mean, are you even going to be standing?
Well, I think as soon as this tournament's done, I'm getting dragged down to Guatemala for 2 weeks, even if it is the best 2 weeks of striper season.
Good for you, and best to Judy. Judy, thank you for doing that. Give this man a break. Captain Dave, again, for more information, give the website, please. Give your website, phone number. What do you got? I'm up against a hard break. Go.
Okay. You know, we got the Battle of the Back Bay. My Abseekin Bay Sportsman Center Facebook page. And it's Angler. Well, yeah, there's enough of them. Just get on my Abseekin Bay pages, and it's you'll find your way around. There's lots of information out there. It's all and if you try to sign up and your computer says this page doesn't exist, it does. So we'll be talking to you next week.
Battle of the Back Bay, $10,000 first prize, limited to 30 boats. One last question, Cap. Will there be monitoring boats out there observing, for example, someone using bait? Uh-oh, no circle hook. What's the dealio with that?
Oh, there will be box checks, boat checks. All boats will leave out of Abseekin Creek. we'll have a few in-water slips. I've Seekin has been kind enough to give us sole access to the boat ramp from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. on the day of the tournament. But yeah, we'll be doing that. Every boat's going to be carrying flags. So this is old
Great.
School. Yes, seems like a lot of places have been getting lax in their tournaments the last few years. We can't be lax with $10,000, but we'll have at least a half a dozen boats, you know, with cameras, with binoculars, and we'll be checking. You know, it's got to be that way, but you know, we're going to make it all clear, all simple. And all you got to do is catch the fish.
Listen, let me tell you something. I've known Captain Dave for going on 25, 27 years. He takes on a project, as always, like his shop. I'm telling you this, Dave, because you're my friend. I'm telling you this from a professional observance over these decades. Listen, he goes balls to the wall, gives it 100,000% to make sure it's going to be the best event or best program, whatever it can be. Check it out. Battle of the Back Bay, $10,000 first prize. It's Veterans Day weekend. The fishing is going to be on the 12th. The captain's meeting, lunch, whatever, is going to be on the 11th. $10,000 first prize, $2,000 second, $1,000 third. And Dave, we're going to be doing updates over the next few weeks up until tournament time. Dealio?
I'm sure I'll have a lot of good news coming because the more sponsors that jump on, we'll have more prizes. We'll have more. Yeah, more goodies for the goodie bags and lots of other stuff. But yeah, we got to start somewhere. We didn't have time to get too fancy but this is just going to be straight up and down. Catch the biggest fish, film the biggest fish, and declare it and come on in and win.
Okay, Cap. Talk to you next week, man.
Where's the best place to get local news for Atlantic and Cape May counties? The WPG Talk Radio app. Where's the best place to get the latest weather forecast? The WPG Talk Radio app. And what's the best way to listen to WPG on your phone, tablet, Apple CarPlay, or Android Auto? The WPG Talk Radio app. Download it for free today in the App Store or Google Play. South Jersey's talk station. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. The White House stepping in to encourage UAW workers on strike to make a deal with the top three automakers. But Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre not saying if President Biden backs a 36% pay hike the workers are demanding.
I'm not going to get into the specifics. I mean, the president has always said that there should be, that he believes in fair wages and fair benefits for workers. That is nothing new, right? He believes in making sure that workers are able to raise their family, right? To be able to have what they need to do that in a way that is very fair.
Talks are at a stalemate. Hawaii adjusting the number of dead from the wildfires in Maui downward.
Governor Josh Green confirming the death toll from the Lahaina fires has gone from 115 down to 97.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Atlantic City Electric AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. We do have a high surf advisory for today. For today, clouds and sun. Watch out for some rip currents. High today at 80. Clear night tonight, low 51. And then sun and clouds, a shower in spots for late afternoon tomorrow. A high Sunday at 82. Monday, periods of rain. A little bit cooler, the high Monday at 74. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Again, as mentioned, the hunting seasons are going full tilt boogie. The statewide archery season is going to open up in a couple of weeks. Have to ever be on the alert for, again, is until this thing is signed into the register, the bear hunt, which is going to start October 9th, and they said on the 2nd, so you have the 5 days, the 7th. Again, the antis are always trying to stop hunting in New Jersey. They're after trapping. We know that fishing is on the horizon. I wish somebody's catch-and-release fly-only guys would be aware of that, but they're not. So that's a story for another segment. Have to belong to organizations which not only, you know, we're tired of fighting a flanking motion, actually take it to the antis. One outstanding organization in New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. NewJerseyOutdoorAlliance.org. Okay, they're going to have a fundraiser. I've been talking about this now for the past couple of weeks. It's going to be a great time. It is a Sporting Clay shoot at the incredible Red Wings Sporty Clay, Suey's Landing Road there in Port Republic. It's a fundraiser. It's going to be, I think, a $75 donation. It includes 100 rounds of clays. Bring your own gun and shells. No single shots. They say that for my benefit. Because I am so fast. With my Ithaca Model 66, little lever action 20 popper. I get them off fast, but it was an unfair advantage from my end. So no single shotguns, single barrel shotguns there. And it's you're going to get a shirt if you register by September 22nd. I want to get more into this with our guest patiently waiting on the line right now is Dave Cesarano, Quesadich, Italiano brother of mine. He is the treasure of New Jersey Outdoor Alliance. Talk a little bit about the Sporting Clay shoot and what the NJOA is up to. Dave, thanks for joining us. How you doing, little brother?
Hey, I'm doing very well, Tom, and glad to be on the show.
Glad to have you. Lock, cocked, and ready to rock. October 14th, listeners, start. Sign-in is at 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it's going to be a great time. Here's a chance. There's not only be a part of it, $75 fee. We'll get into that a little later. You're going to meet a lot of people there. Some of the movers and shakers. We have some key politicians that will be showing. They're always there. Because they have, and I'm going to say from the Republican side, plain and simple, right there. I don't know, well, except when he was a Democrat, he switched, thank God, U.S. Congressman Jeff Van Drew. I don't know any Democrat that is pro-Second Amendment, pro-hunting, pro-trapping, by any stretch of the imagination. So this is going to be Republicans. If a Democrat shows up, more power to you, bud. But I'll tell you, this NJOA, they have it down. Pat, they are the catalyst. It started in 2007, I believe, when Panter and Karcher and the then-governor wanted to change the makeup of the Fish and Game Council. And again, people are still trying. They are still trying. So I'll read you, go into a newspaper article just published recently about that. But anyway, NJOA is there fighting the fight. Now, let's first get to this event. Okay, it's going to be the 14th of October, Saturday. Sign is at 8 a.m. Suey's Landing Road, easy to get to. Red Wing, totally automated. I missed it when they had the trap guys there. Shawnee, shout out to Sean, one of the best trap guys ever. But it's going to be a good time. You guys have it down, Pat. How many years have you been doing this now?
We've been doing this at least a decade, and it's been going very well for us. It's a very good event. In 2021, coming out of COVID, we had the most donations ever for this event. That was really great for us. Helped us get back into things. Helped us get a good jump on our activities and help replenish our coffers there a little bit.
Sure.
After having been down for a year.
Again, and David, what is it? The NJOA taking the fight to the antis? It's one, it's costly. Two, it's costly. And three, it can get really costly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially with these frivolous lawsuits and trying to get a stay. This is what they're getting. They're trying to, Tom P never says never, especially at a buffet, but that's another story. But, so the NJOA is constantly on alert, Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs as well, so they're keeping an eye out on these. I mean, that's a nonstop dealio, correct?
Yes, we're always trying to keep an eye out and trying to always stay up with what's going on with the legislature and with any upcoming legislation or even any proposed bills. And then we try to, it's all about building relationships with the legislators and getting in there early to advise and let them know, when things make sense and when they don't. And then we also work with very closely Fish and Wildlife and the Federation in order to propose, all work together and propose good updates to legislation and then the game code.
Well, let me make one correction again. Apology on my part. The former state Senate President Sweeney, okay, he prevented a lot of anti-bills. It's my proclivities, says Ronnie. You have to know that. From getting out there. Now, he's been replaced, voted out. This guy, Doerr, I don't know what's up with that. But he was the one now. He walked a fine line because he was very anti-handgun. So that's where, to me, he was a master politician. So, but at least in protecting the hunter, angler, and trapper rights, Sweeney was a champion with a D after his name, and I give him full kudos for that.
Yes, yes. There's several politicians on both sides that are pro outdoor, traditional outdoor sports, and we're able to work with very closely. We're working with some now on a lake access bill. One of the problems that we're seeing is, more and more around the state, the inability to gain access to lakes that are publicly supported, whether they're stocked from the state or have some other funding source through the state, and then the fishermen can't get to it.
Exactly right. So, yeah. So again, shout out to Lou Martinez up there in North Jersey to start, I guess, with Greenwood Lake. Lou's part of this New Jersey Freshwater Angler Rights Group. I've had him on a couple of times. I've known him way back when, in the beginning of the UBNJ days. Again, I'm not remiss in forgetting to mention the UBNJ, another one, taking the fight to the antis. But, Dave, this is what gets me, too. You know, you have a lake like Greenwood, which receives muskies and walleyes from our great Hackettstown hatchery. Shout out to Craig Lemon up there, the superintendent. And they make it 99.999.5% impossible to get on the lake. Or they charge you where you need a third mortgage to launch your boat.
Yeah, so there's no state public access to the lake for New Jersey residents. So you end up having to pay private if you can get into that.
If you can, and it's happening on waters in South Jersey as well. I don't think it's strictly North Jersey. Again, Jersey is a very small state. It can be from one end to the other, east, west, north, south, whatever, in a few hours. We hunt an area in states where counties bigger than our state. Everyone has to stick. That's a North Jersey thing. Screw that. It's a Jersey Shore thing. So that's a South Jersey thing. No, it's a New Jersey Outdoor Alliance thing. We have to get together. Okay, well, back to this shoot here, man. I'm sorry. See how excited I get? I shoot from both hips. But listen, Dave, it's a seamless operation the NJOA has going on down there. So, again, go into the days as it progresses. You get there, you register, then what's the dealio?
Yeah, you get there. You want to get there by 8 a.m. or not too much after 8 a.m. Get registered. And then 9 o'clock, they'll have a shotgun start. Red Wings runs all the shooting piece of it, and they do a great job.
Oh,
they are a great partner for us. Go there even when it's not the NJOA shoot. And you'll go out, you'll shoot your 100 rounds. When you come back, we have a lunch we serve to you, and then we'll have some auctions as additional fundraisers. This, like I said, we only have two fundraisers a year, so this is big, getting this done and getting people out and helping fill the coffers. Like you said, it's getting more expensive. The cost of our insurance, the cost of actually running a website, and the technology, and more technology that we need every year is driving our costs up. And that hurts us because that's less money to be able to use to be able to build those relationships with the legislatures.
Listen, let me just mention, too, when Dave Cicerano, the treasurer of NJOA, says there's lunch. No, it's a lunch. I mean, they really take care of there. Hey, some of the sponsors, event sponsor Garrison Architects of Belmar, Atlantic County Game Preserve, Law Offices of John J. Zarek. Shout out to Johnny. Listen, I'm on the great Harry Hurley. DW Extreme Tree Cutting and lunch sponsors, Atlantic County Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs. And I sent my check in for, get my little logo on one of those station signs. What do you think there, Dave? Huh? Am I a big spender or what? Hey.
hey, that's great. Every little bit helps. And, yeah, that is important. We still can take station sponsors. There's different sponsorships that range from $100 to $2,500 if you really want to help out. Mm-hmm. And, go to the website, njoutdooralliance.org. You can go there. You can get your sign-up form to shoot. Or if you want to be a sponsor, there's a contact us. Click the contact us. Let us know you want to be a sponsor. Give us your information, phone number, email, or however you want us to contact you, and we'll try to contact you and we can get you in there. It's a great cause. Everything we do, it's all volunteers that are part of this organization. So your money's not going to somebody's back pocket. Your money's going to support the outdoor sports in New Jersey.
Very well said. Listen, the annual Sporting Clays fundraiser event, New Jersey Outdoor Alliance, Saturday, October 14th at 9 a.m. As David says, get there at 8 a.m. if you can, a little earlier. 11 a.m. starts promptly. You can register, but it starts promptly to shoot at 9 a.m. Red Wings Sporting Clays, 317 Suey's Landing Road, Port Republic, New Jersey. Shout out to Roger, Danny, and that great crew down there. For directions, visit www.redwinglakes.com. Listen to me, it's right off exit. Coming south on the parkway, right off exit 48. If you're coming north on a park, go to exit 50. If you're, you know, Parkway's your main artery, and you'll find it easy peasy to get there. If I can find it, anyone can find it. I'm very directionally declined, and yes, I have GPS on my phone, and do I know how to use it? No. I still carry a thing called a map, M-A-P. Hey, Dave, a lot of people don't realize what those are anymore.
No, just some of us people have been around a little bit longer.
Listen, it's going to be a great event, njoa.org, for more information. Well, Dave, thanks for joining us, and hope to see you there in a couple of weeks, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us on. Thank you for being such a great friend.
You are more than welcome. And listen, I set records. Okay, besides eating, we know that. I set records for saving clay birds from destruction, if you get my drift. Because when I shoot, yeah, Nothing's safer than that. Dave, you take care. Hey, one more time with that website, please.
NJOutdoorAlliance.org.
There you go.
That website, you get all the information you need.
See you there, man.
Thanks again, Tom.
Take care, brother.
See ya.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's Talk Station.
It's that time of year again. Celebrate the rich history and traditions of the Barnegat Bay Area with the 41st Annual Old Time Barnegat Bay Decoy and Gunning Show, Saturday, September 23rd and Sunday the 24th. Sponsored by the Ocean County Board of Commissioners and the Ocean County Department of Parks and Recreation. Over 250 exhibitors displaying and selling items like decorative and working decoys, wildlife art and photos, hunting and fishing supplies, hunting guide services, and more. Some of over 50 contests, including decoy carving, hunting retrievers, boat building, skeet shoot from a sneak box, and duck and goose calling, with the first place prize for the New Jersey Duck Calling Championships of $500. And the winner represents New Jersey at Stuttgart, Arkansas for the National Duck Calling Championship. Admission is free. Shows open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 7 to 4 on Sunday at two locations, Tip Seaman County Park and the Tuckerton Seaport, all located in Tuckerton, New Jersey. See you there. Free shuttle buses and parking.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out there and enjoy it. And forget the offshore and inshore fishing. It's going to be a mess, but still plenty of opportunity. A lot of fun as long as you get outdoors. And just a reminder, too, don't forget, next weekend, Tip Seaman Park, Route 9 in Tuckerton, the 41st Annual Old Time Barnegat Bay Decoy and Gunning Show, the 23rd and 24th. It's going to be a great time, rain or shine event. Now, the hours are going to be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, the 23rd, and 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, the 24th. All sorts of competitions, duck calling, shooting. It's going to be great. And they have over 300 vendors, I believe. Wow, it's going to be sometime. And, of course, there are some great food vendors there. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio.